شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الأطيبين الأنجبين، بهم نتولى ومن أعدائهم نتبرأ إلى الله. Lesson 4. This is Masjid al-Haram, the place where the reward of just one rak'at of prayer offered here multiplies to 100,000 rak'at offered elsewhere. That is to say, the sanctity and the sacredness of this spot is 100,000 times more than any other spot on earth. The first action in Umrah was the Ihram in Miqat, and the second act is Tawaf. Tawaf too has some conditions. First, Niyat, that you will be performing the Tawaf of Umrah Tamattu for Hajjatul Islam Qurbatan ilallah, to seek the nearness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Second, one has to be clean and pure and in wuzu, as tawaf is like salat, like prayers. Third, our body and clothing has to be free from any impurity, any najasa. Fourth, men in accordance to the sunnah of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam must be makhtoon, that is circumcised, for them to be able to enter and be part of his nation. A few things are mandatory in tawaf. The start and end of tawaf must be adjacent and from the Hajarul Aswad, the black stone. To make it easy today, they have marked the floor with a dark brown line, and on the walls of the masjid across Hajarul Aswad are green fluorescent lights which determine the start and the end of the tawaf. Hajarul Aswad is a stone from the heaven which Prophet Adam alayhi salam had brought with him, and Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam installed it in the Kaaba, depicting it to be the starting point of tawaf. It is the sign of Allah's might on earth. Touching the Hajarul Aswad is known as istilam. It is mustahab, recommended for men, to touch it and say, I have indeed delivered my trust and have extended my allegiance so that it remains a witness for me on the Day of Judgment. In reality, istilam, that is, touching the stone, is allegiance with the Almighty Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Today, touching the stone is not an easy task. The reporter says, I saw Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam perform the tawaf and not touch the stone. He just pointed at the stone from a distance. The reporter said, why did you not touch it like your grandfather? He alayhi salam replied, people used to open the way for him, and for me they don't. And this mustahab is when a person is not bothering or hurting others when touching it. Every round of the tawaf ends at the Hajarul Aswad. Sometimes the hajis, when they come to this point, they stop, go back and turn towards it, and this will make the tawaf faulty, problematic. Best is to continue with your tawaf, pointing at Hajarul Aswad, say the recommended takbir, which is Allahu Akbar, and carry on. The holy Kaaba must be towards the left of the Haji performing the tawaf. That is, his move around the Kaaba will be anti-clockwise. Here the Hajis must be careful when performing the tawaf. Never go towards the Kaaba to kiss it, as this way they will be facing the Kaaba, which will as a result make the tawaf faulty. Insha'Allah, to kiss the holy Kaaba, you will have a lot of time. 3. Hijr Ismail is included in the Tawaf. One has to perform the Tawaf from the outer side of Hijr Ismail, and Tawaf from within the Hijr Ismail is batil and void. Hijr Ismail is the grave of Prophet Ismail alayhi salam and his mother Hajar alayha salam. Hajar alayha salam accepted loneliness in this land for the Almighty Lord, and Ismail accepted to be sacrificed in obedience to the Almighty Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. One of the reasons of performing the Tawaf, including the Hijr, may be that the graves of this emigrant mother and the obedient son should be like the Kaaba, that people from all around the world come and cluster and circle around their graves like butterflies. It is thousands of years that the grateful God reminds humanity of Ismail and Hajar alayhim as-salam. And this is what is meant by his glorious verse, Fadhkuruni azkurkum, therefore remember me, I will remember you. Tawaf has to be 7 shawt. Shawt means rounds. More or less will nullify the tawaf. You must bear in mind that there is no tawaf with just 1 round. Every tawaf is 7 rounds and 2 raka'at of prayers. Niyat does not matter whether it is tawaf of hajj or umrah or nisa, may it be wajib or mustahab. Just a further reminder to you that you can perform a mustahab tawaf on behalf of many mu'mineen. Tawaf has to be from the outside of the Kaaba and all that is part of it. The skirting around the base of the Kaaba is known as Shadarwan and is part of the holy Kaaba. One cannot perform the tawaf from over it, and touching the curtain of the Kaaba whilst performing the tawaf has to be absent. Also, during the tawaf, do not place your hands on the Hijr Ismail. Some of the ulama are of the opinion that the area of tawaf is the area of Masjidul Haram during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that is between the Kaaba and Maqam Ibrahim. And some others recognize the entire Masjidul Haram as the area of the Tawaf. Here every Haji should learn the fatwas of his own Marja' Taqleed and abide by his ruling.
Mawlana, what if the wuzu invalidates?
Wuzu invalidates. If your wuzu invalidates or your clothing, your ihram becomes najis, if you had performed less than 4 rounds of the tawaf, then you will have to perform your wuzu, clean your clothes or ihram, and start the tawaf all over again. And if you had performed more than 4 rounds, for example, you were in the 6th round, and if the wuzu or taharat invalidated, you will leave the tawaf, observe the taharat, and return and continue for the tawaf from the same spot you had left from.
Mawlana, what do we do to maintain the count of the rounds and we don't doubt?
The best way is to recite the recommended du'as for each round. After completing the tawaf, you will offer a 2-rak'at prayer behind the Maqam Ibrahim. In this regard, the glorious Quran says, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلًّا. Take the venue of prayer from Ibrahim's station. We circle round the Kaaba, now we must offer prayers behind the builder of the Kaaba, and Ibrahim must be our Imam. A house of which Ibrahim was its builder, Ismail its mason, Jibreel its architect, so that years later it becomes the birthplace of another Imam, Amirul Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam. It should not be as such that we circle round the cradle and forget the bond therein. The prayer behind the maqam is 2 raka'at, like the morning prayers, but it has no azan and iqama. Men can offer them loud or can whisper. The area where these 2 raka'at have to be offered is behind the maqam, as long as it is understood that the prayers are being offered behind the maqam. One must not go too close to the maqam as well and obstruct and disturb those performing their tawaf. Best is to say the prayers where those in tawaf are disturbed least. Note well, the prayer for a mustahab tawaf can be offered anywhere in Masjidul Haram. Sa'i. The next action after the prayers is sa'i between Safa and Marwa. The Haji then walks between Mount Safa and Marwa. Starting from Mount Safa to Marwa will make one round. From Marwa to Safa, round two. He will complete 7 rounds. 4 times from Safa to Marwa and 3 times from Marwa to Safa.
Maulana, if one invalidates his wuzu, what does he do?
For the sa'i between Safa and Marwa, wuzu is not a requirement. One can do it without tahara. Furthermore, the area where the sa'i is done is not part of Masjidul Haram. Hence, does not have the rules of Masjidul Haram. Please pay attention here. In the mas'a, the area where the sa'i is performed, there is an area which is marked green. It is about 50 meters. It is recommended that men perform harwala in this area. Harwala means walking faster than normal. This ruling is just for men, and mustahab, recommended, not wajib. If he finds out that he has not done harwala, it does not matter. He must not return or repeat. In such case, if he does return and repeat harwala, his sa'i will be faulty.
Maulana, does it matter if women do harwala?
Harwala is not even mustahab for women. It was mentioned earlier that the manasik, the actions we do, are ta'abbudi. It is the obedience factor which is important. We have to abide by the rules as we are instructed. For example, after the completion of the Umrah, one can perform a mustahab tawaf. But we do not have a mustahab sa'i between Safa and Marwa. If someone does it, he will not be rewarded and it would be just a waste of effort. And in addition, bothering and disturbing those in their wajib sa'i. Around the Kaaba we clustered and rotated like butterflies. And here in the Mas'a, remembering Hajar alayha salam, we move between the Safa and Marwa, a move between fear and hope. Like someone who has visited an honorable and returns hoping he will be blessed and favored in his next visit. The niyyah in sa'i will be as such. I will be performing sa'i for my Umrah tamattu for Hajjatul Islam qurbatan ilallah. After sa'i, walking 7 times between Safa and Marwa, 4 times from Safa to Marwa and 3 times from Marwa to Safa, the sa'i completes at Marwa. We then continue with the 5th action of Umrah tamattu, which is taqsir. Intending taqsir, we will cut a little hair from the head or clip our nails. With this action, we have safely come out of ihram. Hajis are requested to observe hygiene and perform taqsir by the waste bins provided at
Excuse me, if we do not have a pair of scissors, can we just pull our hair out?
No, never do that. That is not allowed. Only cutting them, neither pulling them nor shaving. If you do pull your hair, your ihram is still active and a penalty has also applied. It is not necessary that you perform the taqsir at Marwa. You can get it done even in your hotels. Remember, until you have done the taqsir, you will remain...
Excuse me, you said shaving the head is not allowed. Then where do we shave our heads?
Halq, which means shaving the head, will be done after Rami, stoning, and in Mina, inshallah. One more important point to note is that Muhrim must perform taqsir himself, or one who has already come out of ihram by performing his taqsir can help others with their taqsir. After taqsir, everything that was haram and unlawful in ihram will be lawful except hunting and removing plants from the haram.
Excuse me, Maulana, don't we have a tawaf in Issa? We had a tawaf in Issa in the last year's Umrah we went to.
We do have tawaf in Issa, but that is among the last actions of Hajj. Furthermore, you must know that Umrah Tamattu has a few differences from Umrah Mufrada, which you have been to. One, in Umrah Mufrada, you are permitted to shave your head or cut your hair, but in Umrah Tamattu, only taqsir is allowed. The second difference is that in Umrah Mufrada, tawaf in Issa and namaz of tawaf in Issa is mandatory after taqsir. The actions of Umrah Mufrada are 7, and in Umrah Tamattu, they are 5. With taqsir, the a'mal, the actions of Umrah Tamattu are complete. In this duration of time between Umrah until Hajj, the best and the most rewarding action is the mustahab tawaf, and then offering prayers in Masjid al-Haram, followed by just looking at the Holy Kaaba. If by our mustahab tawaf, those performing their wajib tawafs are not disturbed, tawaf is better. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, "The least of the actions that will be evident and seen in our performance report on the Day of Judgment is tawaf." And it is natural that we live away from Mecca, we get the opportunity to perform every good deed. Actions of worships, prayers, fast, sadaqah, helping, doing good to relatives, etc. But we do not have a Kaaba, which normally is granted once in a lifetime. Although we are his guests and he is present everywhere, it is tawaf which we will be missing. It is the Akramul Akrameen, the most generous of the generous, who has personally extended a special invite to us. Therefore, best would be to perform as many tawafs as possible during our stay in Mecca. Just a small reminder, the prayers to be offered after the mustahab tawaf can be offered anywhere in Masjid al-Haram.
One more question I have. Do we wear an ihram for a mustahab tawaf too?
No. You can perform the mustahab tawaf with your regular stitched clothes. Before continuing with the remaining a'mal of Hajj Tamattu, your attention is drawn to some points regarding Umrah Mufrada. One, it was mentioned that Umrah Mufrada has two additional actions to Umrah Tamattu. The conditions for ihram, tawaf, the prayers after tawaf, sa'i between Safa and Marwa, and taqsir in Umrah Mufrada and Tamattu are similar. It is the intention that will be different. Here the niyat will be, I wear and enter the ihram for Umrah Mufrada, or I perform the tawaf for Umrah Mufrada, etc. Everything else, the conditions, things wajib in tawaf, sa'i and taqsir, etc. are the same. 2. Umrah Tamattu is done in the months of Hajj, that is Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'd and the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, whereas Umrah Mufrada can be performed throughout the year. It is reported that every month has an Umrah. 3. Umrah Mufrada is highly recommended. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, Umrah is the smaller Hajj, and has further said that the Umrah of Rajab has more fazila, is more rewarding, and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam further say that the Umrah of the month of Rajab is like Hajj. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam further emphasizes on the Umrah of the month of Ramadan. Umrah Mufrada is mustahab, but you must bear in mind that although the Umrah is mustahab, the moment you say labbaik and you have entered the ihram, continuing and performing the actions of Umrah will be mandatory wajib. And we will have to complete all manasik to be able to come out of ihram. Here, all visitors to the Holy Land must know that although Umrah Mufrada is mustahab, it is not as such that you can get along by not performing certain actions. No, you will have to complete all actions after entering the Ihram. 4. The fourth important point is regarding the Miqat and the place where the Ihram has to be worn. For those travelling from a distance, the Miqats will be the same, but those in Mecca, their Miqat will be Adna al-Hil, meaning the first location out of the Haram area of Mecca. In this spot, they will enter into the Ihram with the intention of Umrah Mufrada and re-enter the Haram. The most popular places outside the Haram are Tan'im, Hudaybiyah and Ja'rana. Ja'rana is the same location where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam to thank the Almighty for their victory in the Battle of Hunain got Muhrim and performed Umrah Mufrada. The last ruling is regarding the Ihram of children. This does not matter whether Hajj or Umrah. But because normally the visitors in Umrah come with their families, we will mention this ruling here. It was mentioned that it is mandatory wajib on every sane Muslim adult to enter the Haram in Ihram. It does not matter as to whether his Ihram is for Umrah Mufrada or Umrah Tamattu, Hajj Ifrad or Hajj Qiran. But those who continuously travel, for them one Umrah a month is sufficient. Therefore, it is not wajib on children to get muhrim. The custodian of the minor child can make him enter the ihram. In such cases, the child, like the adult, must perform every action like the elders. That is, boys like men and girls like women. That is, everything haram has to be observed by them, and should an act be committed by them, which has a kafara, an atonement, the custodian will pay the atonement, the kafara. Furthermore, all conditions like taharat, purity of the body, clothing, being in wuzu, the left shoulder towards Kaaba in tawaf, not turning around and sa'i between Safa and Marwa, have to be observed. The prayer after tawaf, if they can offer it correctly, they offer, and if not, their custodian will offer on their behalf. Wa subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك.